K-State Nation, do we got a basketball game coming up? Damn, we do got a game coming up. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on Dylan Sunflower Showdown weekend on this Friday night, October 24th, 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that's football, volleyball, soccer, basketball, everything else in between out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Dang, I told you, I've been saying it all along. Before we know it, we're going to be sitting here talking basketball, even though we're focused on the Dylan Sunflower Showdown. This weekend, I'm going to go ahead and record this little mini preview preseason game. And on top of that, you got the K-State women's basketball team ranked preseason top 25 at 25, folks, there as well. And they're going to be opening up the season. We went over the schedule before. You probably need to get that out. So, at some point, we're coming up with all we've been recording like crazy with this particular podcast. And that's why we try to cover all things this. This is why this podcast is different from all the rest of them, right? We try to get everything, golf, everything else in between that, right? So, but on Monday, this is not going to happen until Monday, so this probably won't come out until Sunday, some point. And then, of course, don't forget, after we're gonna know by the time this comes out, the result of K-State KU in the football field tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, but tomorrow morning. And looks like going to be overcast, maybe a little rain in there in Lawrence. So we'll see what's going on there as well. But K-State preseason game there on the road against Tarleton State on Monday night. cannot believe we're talking about this right now. But here we are saying it before we turn the calendar. November, we got games to talk about. And particularly with K-State women's basketball, there as they'll do their preseason game on the road. They have, these two teams have not played against each other yet. So let me see. Yeah, they're gonna be down there in Stephenville, Texas. Never even heard of that. Never heard of that city. Obviously, you hear about Dallas, Austin, Waco, Fort Worth, Texas, Lubbock. I just read off the Big 12 team cities and all that. But Stephenville, Texas. Never heard of that. So these two teams, Tarleton State, K-State, we're talking about women's basketball. Yes, sir. For the first time, getting ready for some basketball here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It's going to start at 7. So this is a pre-exhibition, or we're going to call this a preseason tune-up for this new-looking team. Obviously, they just had media days up here a couple of days ago, men and women's basketball, and have not, at the moment this time, have not posted the women's episode yet. Like I said, oh, damn. Oh, my goodness. Seriously? Wow. Wow. So, that's unfortunate. Roger Cruz out of the playoffs. Man, I just got done recording the EG3 episode this week there. And, yeah, Katie Hunt, they both were in it. So hopefully Katie Hunnicutt will get out of the playoffs. That's unfortunate there. Roger Cruz has had a great week, obviously, and now you have this. But anyways, let's just turn it back. We'll just turn it back to K-State women's basketball. Yeah, so you got that going on, and we're going to be looking at a new roster for K-State women's basketball. We've been over this. I'm pretty sure we're going to continue to go over it until it's green in our heads, until we can tack that new off the label for the 25th ranked K-State Wildcats. Okay, I can't even believe it was preseason ranked. Even after all that, we're used to be ranking like top 12, top 15, top 12, somewhere in there. But yeah, this is huge there as well. And of course, you got that great Coach Mitty has that good recruiting class, that freshman class, that young class. Nobody... Yeah, and that's the point. That's the thing. Nobody is recruiting the normal way anymore. Like going into the high schools, looking at recruits and whatnot. Everybody's just too focused on the portal. And for this team, and I mentioned it on that recording of the Big 12 Media Days that I recorded yesterday, this from a disclosed location, that, you know, this coaching staff, Coach Mitty and the rest of his staff, needs to be praised because... because, you know, he could easily sit here and he could have easily said, hey, we're going to look at the portal, replace all these players, all these legends, the Ayoka Lees, the Serena Sundells, all of it, right? And instead, went ahead and the staff went to work looking at the freshmen, and they had a strong freshman class, a young crowd, new young squad, as I could call it, here on the show. So that's what we're looking at right there. And yeah, Jeff Mitty entering his 12th year as Kansas State's women's head coach, basketball. Unbelievable. He's done a terrific, especially lately anyways, and this is going to be his latest project here, his toughest task yet. Obviously, he called a rebuilding year. He talked about this in media days. It's going to be a rebuilding year, obviously, and with a tough, this team, and I still have not gone over the preseason yet, but I'm going to spoil it. K-State women's basketball preseason 7th. So they're mid-pack pretty much there as well with a stacked conference there as well. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah, K-State has 9 new faces this year. Let's just go right. Let's go through them all again. Anaya Foy got her on the transfer portal. Gina Garcia, one of those talented freshmen. Brandy Harold, another freshman. Let me see. And Jordan Spicer. That's 4 freshmen. I think we made a mistake. Or somebody made a mistake in between. I don't know what. But you got 4 or 5 freshmen there. And I just named them all. Freshmen. Foy. Garcia. Harold. Spicer. Jordan Spicer balled out. She's a McDonald's All-American. Jordan Spicer is. So I'm anxious to see. Want to watch her play a little bit. Spin that wheel. You know what I'm saying? And then you got 5 transfers. Izella Arenas. Gilbert Arenas' daughter's on this team. Ooh! Coming up from Louisville. Natasha Klassens. Klassens and Arenas were with Media Day, along with, of course, Taryn Sides as well. So you have that. Janessa Cotton, Tess Heal from Stanford, and Ramaya White from Virginia Tech. All those ladies are transfers, right? And Tess Heal, Coach May called her, it has become one of those leaders because she has a veteran presence. That's what you needed, a veteran presence there besides Sides, right? So you have that right there as well. Taryn Sides. Woo! One of the questions. I think she's going to still come out be that first lady off the bench. I'm going to see how the starting line is going to. I'm fascinated. I know it's just preseason and all that, right? On Monday night. Down there in Stephenville, Texas, is the Pro Project Podcast. All these K-State sports, K-State Nation. We are talking basketball for the first time in 2025. I'm recording this before the volleyball game. K-State taking on 14th-ranked Kansas. But, yeah, man, Sides, I think she's going to stay where she's at. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts, but I think with her energy, obviously, that she brings it every night. We know Taryn Sides. We know what she's going to bring to the table. We don't know with everybody else. I don't even know Tess Heal. I don't know what she's going to bring to the table. All I've heard is leadership, right? I don't know what she's going to bring to the table, right? So, but we'll find, again, we're going to find out this together, how these pieces fit. And so we're going to find out. And this is going to be sort of the first puzzle to that there. As well, look at this. I'm just going off of this right here, real quick. 2,842 points. Last year's team set the school record in scoring this amount of points. So again, this is going to be a whole different identity team right here. I don't know if they're gonna. I can't sit here and say they're going to do this. They're going to do that. I can't say it because I haven't seen any of these girls play. For the exception of Taryn Sides, I haven't seen it. So there's that there as well. Yeah, Taryn, for their opponent, K-State's anyways, Taryn Sides. Oh, gosh. I just did that. I'm sorry, Taryn. That right initials, wrong pronunciation, wrong team. Tarleton State. Yeah, Taryn Sides doesn't play for Tarleton State, obviously. Tarleton State. We'll open it to new arena with this preseason matchup with K-State. So that's interesting there as well. And more information on the Tarleton State Texans. 2014 last year, punched a ticket into the 2025 WNIT there. Their head coach is Bill Brock. And so they got that going on. And they have their top returning scorer and rebounder, from last year in Jacoria Long. Averaged about 10 points a game last year and averaged 4 rebounds there as well. And Long was named to the All-WAC second team there as well. So that's a name that I know it's not a regular season game. I get it. But that's a name there that K-State needs to keep an eye on. This is the women's team, basketball team, whatever the starting line rolls out there for Monday night. We just have to see how that all shakes out. But anyways, last year, again, let's remind everybody, last year, we're coming off of a Sweet 16 in appearance. Last year, 28-8, 13-5 Big 12 play. Received their 19th NCAA bid. So the task got hand for this team. But again, we just don't know. And I did not turn off the notifications, but we're almost done. But we'll have to see what happens with the team. But it's exciting, man. Excited to see both teams out there with their new pieces out here. The women's going to be up first on Monday night against Tarleton State. And that game is going to be, again, what is it? 7? Yeah, 7 o'clock. And there should be a postcast. There should be a postcast. So, again, refresh this podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll do a recap. We usually do a recap postcast after every K-State athletic, or at least mostly after every K-State athletic event. Of course, we do bring news and stuff like that as well. So, K-State women's basketball ranked 25th preseason, 25th in the nation, heading into the new 25-26 season. We'll kick off their mini preseason there against Tarleton State on the road on this upcoming Monday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just to record Kansas State content. We're on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 Eddie Idea Podcast. For more bonus coverage of cats, I'll probably record a new episode soon. Maybe it'll be this weekend, maybe not, I'm not sure, but we have posted 2 weeks in a row, so we'll see. I have a window to go back over there again and record another fresh episode over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a rainy/overcast cold Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.